My name is Luciana Martel, and I am a PhD student in São Paulo Hospital in Barcelona. Despite current guidelines recommend that all pituitary patients susceptible of being G growth hormone deficient should be tested and treated for adult growth hormone deficiency, it is not universally recognized as a distinct entity, and reimbursement of GH replacement is still not available in some countries. Our aim was to record current practice of AGHD management throughout Europe and benchmark it against guidelines, to evaluate educational status of healthcare professionals related to AGHD. Therefore, practicing endocrinologists completed an European Society Endocrinology electronic questionnaire with aggregated data of AGHD patients diagnosed and or treated in 2017 to 2018. From our analysis, we found, as you can see in figure 1, that 29 centers from 17 European countries and one from Australia participated, including 2,148 AGHD patients, of which 28% were childhood onset and 83% was treated previously. In table 1, you can see the estimated capture patients per country. We found that main causes of GH deficiency in adults were hypothalamic pituitary diseases as non-functioning pituitary adenoma, craniopharyngioma, and genetic congenital midline malformations. Less frequent causes were traumatic brain injury and radiation for other malignant lesions. Only 4% were reported as idiopathic isolated AGHD. A half of patients underwent a stimulation test for diagnosis, most frequently a GHRH plus arginine test following an insulin tolerance test, and in less percentage a glucagon test. In 7%, other tests non-useful as stated by the guidelines were performed. There were large variances between percentage of patients under substitution therapy in each center, being treatment approval for adults and reimbursement policy a main determinant. Main reason for treatment interruption in 284 patients were adverse events and following lack of compliance, administrative reasons, lack of positive effect perceived by the patient. Requirements for treatment initiation beyond biochemical tests and known contraindications were good patient compliance, impaired quality of life, severe fatigability, central obesity, and age under 65 years old. Regard monitoring surrogate markers of cardiovascular risk, bone mass density, body composition, and an attentive questioning on quality of life parameters were used to measure efficacy in approximately a half of patients. Regard administrative reasons, full public reimbursement was available in 23 out of 29 centers and was correlated with higher numbers of treatments. In Romania, GH substitution for adults was not yet approved. As we can see in figure 2, a frequent reported major cause of dissatisfaction among endocrinologists was low GHD awareness among non-endocrine healthcare professionals and quality of postgraduate curriculum training. In conclusion, despite available guidelines since 2007 recommending GH replacement in adult hypopituitary patients, there are still countries where indication or fully reimbursement is not approved. Knowledge among non-endocrine professionals and health administrators of AGHD deserves improving to optimize care of adults with hypopituitarism and GHD.